like when Tristram was going on and Dick would come down, would he stay for a week or so? Or
oh.
When Dick would come down to Tristram, did he stay
longer? Oh, no, he'd only stay for him about the night or the day, or a couple of days, that's all. He'd go again. Oh, he wouldn't hang on too long at all. Well, you see, he was a shop walker.
He was. Robinson
in Ireland, I think, in Belfast.
Robinson
and that was his job. Arnott's. He was just walking around the world, watching.
Arnott's.
That's the job he had last.
Yeah, it was a managerial job. Yeah. He was to keep an eye on everything and see that everybody was doing
oh,
the job.
Was.
Yeah.
And he stayed with that.
When he was a young lad, that were walking in Barnston, D.C., and they were at the building of the house, 1903, I think it was thereabouts, and he was a young fella. And Dick was in it. And Richard Malone was on the staircase, and probably the wife, I don't know, many of them was on it coming down. And didn't Dick come down like a whizzy hell and ran into them coming down the stairs? He was going up fast. So he got his papers, he was sacked. He had the man that had him employed there, he was building the house. I just let him go. Get over that. He would come down the stairs like hell, the grand stairs, and he ran into the bus. Old Malone. So he got sacked over it.
Very good.
Your father used to keep in contact a lot with him then when he was in Belfast, didn't he? Your father used to keep in contact with him.
He did.
They write letters.
A letter, that's right. Aye. But he was a hard man. He was a very hard man. Dick was a very hard man. There were two of them was hard. My Uncle Sam was living not far away from him in Armour Avenue. He wasn't living far away from him. And he used to go over himself and the wife over to my Uncle Sam's every Sunday. And he'd stay there and he'd have his tea and maybe a couple of teas maybe in it. We'd go home. And my Uncle Sam said that as long as he was there, and he often went over to me, over to Dick's house, and he said they never offered him as much as a cup of tea. And they lived in his house nearly all the time before that.
Yeah.
And when if they went over to visit his house, they wouldn't give him an offer a cup of tea. It was very hard, you know. Well, I knew that was carried down in the family as well. That they were fierce hard of what we used to call mean.
What we would still call
that. Finding his will was a bit of a surprise.
Sure, I seen my own stepbrother. And I used to get my woodbines. And there was a sweet box, one of them steel sweet boxes was in the shelf. And I used to keep them in it, you see, the old bits and pieces in it. I used to keep them in it. And he'd come in, Stephen, my stepbrother, he'd come in and he'd smoke all my cigarettes out of it. He'd take them over and smoke them. And as soon as he was finished smoking, he could take out his pipe and he'd light the pipe, he'd smoke the pipe then.
Yeah.
But I had no fags.
Oh, dear.
I had no fags.
He couldn't share the pipe.
And you see, even Ned, now this is a fact, Ned Mayle, his uncle, was the very same.
Right.
He was good. Yes, he was. He was proper at the same thing.
So
you see, the Dick had a thing as well as the ground as he licked it either. Well, they were hard. Ah, yes.